Hello and welcome to another edition of the Enzo Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen, and joining me today, as always, is my good friend Christian Castain. I'd like to apologize on my end if the audio is a little bit echoey, but I attend the fantastic University of Salt Lake Community College, and I had exactly probably an hour before my next class started, and I was setting up this outline for this good, for this really great podcast that we're going to record tonight that'll come out probably Friday-ish. This will come out sooner, but we're going to talk about the state of football on that one. So I very graciously called up Christian Castain, and I asked him, "Hey, Chris, buddy, you know, can we record right now?" And he says, "No, I have to go to the store and buy dinner." And I beg him to be here.
Oh, my gosh.
And he is here now. So, Chris, I'd just like to say I'm eternally grateful for your dedication to this podcast.
This is an unexpected edition of the Enzone Podcast, by the way. I do want to keep that in mind. It was a little more long. It was a little more intense than what Eric says it really was. It was about about 7 minutes of him talking me into coming on the podcast at 3:45 when he contacted me at 3:28.
I did contact Chris
late,
a little bit later than I might have wanted to, but hey, genius strikes us at unexpected moments in our lives. And again, if the audio is bad on my end, that's my fault. I'm talking through like a small little headphone thing, and I just realized I got the wrong one plugged in if I'm going to hold this up to my mouth as I am doing right now. So we're going to... So this is basically...
You should have brought your mic to school.
Oh, yeah, I know. This is basically... it's not technically, but like this is the last day of quote-unquote the free agency period, even though that's untrue. Players, that like teams can sign players until like whenever at this point. The league year is started, and you can sign players that are on the free agent market whenever, all the way up until, I believe it's like right after the Super Bowl. Yeah, it's a quieter time in the NFL. But my voice, by the way, is booming through this community college center. So I hope no one's like, "Hey, you, shut up about the NFL," because that would end very badly for me.
Put us on the speakers.
No, I won't do that. Okay, let's get to some smaller signings, get this news out of the way. Cody Kessler to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, why even play the season? Jags are locked to win the Super Bowl.
Biggest news of the day, actually.
Yeah.
Kessler is a great big signing.
News. Big news. Big, big news. We are a big Cody Kessler podcast. Oh, did you see that... Your arch enemy slash child of your potential father, child of your potential son, father of your potential son, Drew Stanton signed with the Cleveland Browns. Did you see that?
You confused that all up. I did see that, but you confused that all up. So
yeah, I know. I messed up a bit. So let's just move on.
Bit has been ruined.
Sue Cravens traded to the Broncos. They gave like a fourth round pick, basically. I don't like the move. Mainly because he's hurt. He was hurt, and he's an injury risk. But then Tristan Beckman, our good friend at PSF, called me a non-football fan. So apparently I don't have any credibility. Because I'm not a football fan, because I don't like everything that John Elway does, and I'm not a blind sheeple Broncos fan who thinks that John Elway's a god. I'm actually critical of my team. So,
well,
yeah.
We'll talk about that a little bit later this evening. I think you're becoming less of a football fan just based off some of the things that you've been saying. Some inaccurate takes that you've kind of had. So, but we'll talk about that a little later this evening. Do not worry.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be an electric conversation. I still do love football. I just don't love the direction it's going in. Ndamukong Suh signs with the Rams. Does this make the Rams the best team in football?
Yeah, they're the most talented team in football right now. In my mind, there's no question. I think the Eagles are close. You have to give the Eagles the edge, I think, just because they won the Super Bowl. That's really the only reason. I would say you still have to favor the Eagles just because they're more experienced, but I think the Rams are the most talented team in football, and honestly, there's really no question in my mind. I have no doubts about it.
Okay, so I believe the same thing, but then I get this creeping doubt in my mind, because every time the media gets really hyped about a team in the offseason, they flop in the regular season. Prime example, Tampa Bay last year. Like, I'm not sure. Like, I don't think this team's... Obviously, I think the team's going to make the playoffs, and I think they're going to be really good, and I think they're going to be 13-3, but then also, like, in my mind, I'm like, well, they could lose, like, 6 games, and that would not be amazing.
Well, here's what I'm saying. Now, that's where I think this would get confusing. I'm saying that's why I said they're the most talented team in football. I have no doubts about that, but does it mean it's going to translate into the next season? That's the question. And I've thought about that since his signing, if they are the best team. And I think it'll be a better translation than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were. I think Jameis Winston was kind of didn't meet the expectations, so that's why I would think they were less of a... They were the talk of the offseason, yeah. But I think Jameis Winston didn't meet expectations, along with other players, but... He's the one in particular. I expect Jared Goff to better meet those expectations. I think they proved it last season that they should have a better chance of turning the talent into a great team than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers of last year did. And the other thing with the comparison that you gave, you didn't really give a comparison, but. Tampa Bay
wasn't the best example, but you know what I mean. The team that everyone really falls in love with over the offseason, and everyone's like, oh, this team's a lock to be like, don't sleep on this team. Like, they're going to be a lock to, like, win the division and, like, go really far and get, like, the Patriots in, like, 16-0 last year. Like, everyone. Both of us were convinced that they'd probably go. I remember both of us at one point last offseason saying, oh, the Patriots are going 15-1 or 16-0. And they ended up going, what, like 13-3 or 12-4?
Something like
that. I don't know. I just, the more I follow football, the more I'm being cognizant of offseason. We fall a lot into the trap of this is what's on paper, but it may not
be. And I do want to say one more thing. Between Tampa Bay and the Rams, we've seen this Tampa Bay team's already been good. The Rams, we've already seen them be better than the Tampa Bay team was the season before then, when they barely missed the playoffs. We've seen the Rams play a lot better. That would be why I have more confidence in the Rams being translating this talent into a good football team.
Right. All right, let's move on to something else. Odell Beckham Jr. Chris lobbied to have this on the podcast a few weeks ago and said, you know, oh, I've heard things about the Giants trading him, and I hadn't heard anything about it, and I thought that was kind of ludicrous. I'd like to apologize now because he basically called it, and Odell is apparently, like, the Giants have publicly said they're taking offers for him.
Yeah, they said they're listening to offers.
Yeah, so, but he's on the trading block. Like, there's no question about it. Like, they could trade him. That's a very real possibility at this point. Let's start with this. I know that last season I think we had a debate on this. Is Odell Beckham Jr. a top three wide receiver in the league? I think we had this debate last time, and the argument from maybe it was Patrick, John, and you, or you and John, I forget who it was, but was that no, he's not a top three receiver in the league. Do you agree? Do you still agree? I'm not sure if that was the exact thing, but do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we had this debate somehow, but I don't remember exactly how. Talent-wise, he's a top three wide receiver, but we haven't seen it translate, particularly in the playoffs. Regular season,
okay,
he's as good as we've seen him, but it just doesn't translate into wins, so people don't think about it as he's all a right top three receiver. But talent-wise, he's probably the top receiver. He has the talent, but I wouldn't say okay. I wouldn't say he is below three. He's number three. It goes Antonio Brown or Julio Jones. You could flip flop it, however, because you've seen both play in the playoffs well. And then you have Odell Beckham Jr., who has not quite performed enough to translate into wins, which that's partly, we can't put all the blame on Odell.
He doesn't have a good quarterback.
Yeah, you can't even put half of it on Odell, but that's why I can't say, maybe we need to see him under a better quarterback first, but right now I still say he's a top three wide receiver.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Now that we got this out of the way, what are your thoughts on the whole situation?
I wouldn't be shocked if he was traded with him wanting max money. Now, me and Brian talked about it the other day, what other teams would be willing to give and all this. He says that he doesn't think that they would be able to get two first-round draft picks, but that's what they're seeking. News came out today that they want two first-round draft picks, and I think they could possibly get it from a lower-end team.
And I don't think that's crazy to ask either, no. Is it? I think he's definitely worth two first-rounders. I think if they got anything less, I'd say the Giants lost the trade.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you need two first-round draft picks, but with his contract being what, 2 years, whatever, it would be a great success if they could get two first-round draft picks, especially if they're not going to pay him. Which it doesn't look like it. That's why it's being talked about. The only problem is I think the off-the-field stuff kind of downgrades his value a little bit. Not a whole lot. That's why I would say they may not get two first-round draft picks. But I wouldn't be shocked. The Browns aren't going to give up their first and four. No, everybody knows that. That's not going to happen. That's unrealistic to even think about. But they might give up a first-round draft pick this year and then a first-round draft pick next year to get Odell. I could see something like that. Or a first, a third, and another pick. One or two picks.
Okay. We'll get to that a little bit later. What's the legacy of Odell Beckham Jr. at this point?
What do you mean as in legacy? I mean, because as far as what he's done on the field so far?
Well, I guess that's a better question. Like, I put that there because I have an answer. Bad podcasting. Do you want to ask me that question right now?
Sure. What is the legacy of Odell at this point?
I think his legacy at this point is a wide receiver who is extremely talented, has kind of changed the way the position is played, as far as athleticism and, you know, the Odell catch obviously brought him into public spotlight, but you see wide receivers working a lot more on making one-handed catches now, and that's much more in the private eye. I think he's fundamentally changed the way the position is played with the way he focuses so much on angles and speed. But I think it's kind of overshadowed by media dislike. Now the video that he put out, like, there are legitimate reasons that teams and people should be concerned about that video. You have illegal substances, you have prostitutes, you have pizza. Yeah. You gotta.
The pizza's
gotta,
illegal.
You got all that stuff, but like the things like the boat or whatever, like I think that's unfairly bought on him. Like, who cares? Like, people who blame that on like his one bad playoff performance, I don't really agree with or trust that opinion in general. I think he brings some of it on himself, but he's also kind of just, he's a very different kind of guy, and I think that's the legacy of Odell at this point.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more with what you said. Pretty much what you said sums it up. The only thing that I would say differently of what you said is, I don't even know what I was going to say anymore.
That's fine. Yeah, let's move on to the next question.
I think you pretty much summed up his legacy. I was just going to say, that's what I thought you meant, as in legacy. I just wanted to be sure. But
okay, this builds off that question, but should the Giants even be doing this, like, consider trading him? Like, I just don't. For me, I think the answer is no. I don't really see the upside. Like, why? I just don't understand. Like, why wouldn't you pay him? He's like one of the best wide receivers in the game, and you're going to be trying to bring in a new quarterback soon. Or if you're delusional, which I think they are, I think they believe Eli Manning can play 3 more years, though he's clearly washed. I've been saying that forever. No one believes me, but he's one of the worst quarterbacks in the league, hands down. Not even a top 20 guy. I don't know. I just think that Odell. I think they should keep him. I think trying to trade him is stupid. What do you think?
I wouldn't say it's stupid. I think for the future of the franchise, it just depends on what you can get. I think if you can get 2 first round draft picks, I think it's worth it for the future of the franchise, because I don't think they're gonna pay him. That would be. It's kind of a weird situation, because I think it's more of just because I think he's just too much. It's just too much drama for the Giants, more than anything, is why I think they're scared to pay him a little bit, especially when you add in the injury from last year, where he's out pretty much the whole season. The latter part of the season, basically most of the season. So if you could tell me for sure they're going to get 2 first round draft picks or more, and was going to be able to get a wide receiver in the draft or something, I would say go ahead and trade them, because then you can get another piece with that other first round draft pick. So I'm not going to say like no way it should happen at all, but I would say you got to be very, very careful what you do right here if you're Dave Gettleman, because if you mess up, this franchise is going to turn for the worse. So this is like what he does with Odell is going to define his career as a Giants GM. I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I agree. I sent out a tweet earlier today that was like, Giants are at a crossroads. They could do so much this offseason that would either take the franchise to being a Super Bowl contender in the next 3 years, or they could ruin it all. Like, this is a pivotal moment with their draft pick that they have, with the player that they have in Giants history, I think, as to whether or not they're going to be what they were in the early 2000s to mid 2000s, and or if they're gonna flop and become a team that's constantly 9-7, 8-8.
Yeah, I mean, this is I don't want to be the bird with the stone pretty much, but this is a franchise changing move. Whatever happens here, it just is, because. You could be, if they trade Odell, they're probably gonna be like the Browns, having so many draft picks. It's not even funny.
So let's play. You're the GM, the game that we tried one time. But here, I'm going to make this easy. You're always going to be the Giants GM, and I'm just going to call you with offers from different teams, and you let me know if you'd take it or not.
Okay, yeah, sounds fun.
Okay, so let's start with, to me, there are three landing spots. There are the Rams, there are the Browns, and then I think there's also maybe the potential for, I don't know, who do you think a good third one would be?
The Colts.
Okay, maybe the Colts. All right, let's start with the Colts. Okay, so I'm Chris Ballard. I call Dave Gettleman up and I say, okay, how about this? What if I trade you our 6th overall pick, our 2nd round pick, our 3rd round pick, our 2nd from next year, our 2/3 from next year, and a 2nd from not next year, but the year after? What are you saying to that?
Oh, yeah, I would accept that. I would accept that because it's, you're actually, the value is more than 2. That's even more than 2 for first round draft picks. I would definitely accept that. No doubt.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right.
Unless you can talk Odell down as far as price range, but right, if you can get 2 first round draft picks, what would the equivalency? So, yeah, I'm going to accept that.
So, the Browns, if the Browns just call you up straight up and they offer, hey, we'll give you our number 4 overall pick for Odell, what are you doing?
Nope. Yeah, that's too little.
What about the number 1 overall pick for Odell?
Nah, I don't think so. I would think about it for a little while, but I wouldn't do it. It's just not enough. I think you need to get at least 2 first round draft picks, I think. 2 players out of Odell. You have to be able to build the franchise up, and I don't think with the number 1 overall draft pick you would, because I think that they would go ahead and draft a quarterback. So I'm going to say no.
Okay, what if the Browns offered, we're going to work out a deal for each of these teams, by the way. What if the Browns offered their 4th, and then they have 3 seconds this year? What if they offered the 4th and all 3 seconds this year?
I would probably do that. I would probably do that because even if you, because you could get some decent talent in the 2nd round. So yeah, I would do that. I think I would. I would think about that. That's for sure. But I would probably do that.
This seems like a lock trade for that one. What if John Dorsey were to say, okay, before in our 1st rounder next year? Why do you have to think about that one, but not before in 3 seconds this year?
Yeah, but that's 3 seconds. I think 3 seconds is equal to our 1st round draft pick. I would do that. I would do that because it's equivalent to the 2 first round draft picks. And the other reason I thought about that is because I was thinking about where they would be placed in their draft next year, and I'm thinking top 10. So yeah, I would definitely accept that. You're talking top round draft picks.
Yeah, 1st round.
Yeah, 1st round. Top 1st round.
Yeah. So the Rams, they have the 23rd overall pick.
Yes.
So if you go 1-1 for the Rams this year, next year, would you take that?
That one I would have to think about. That one I don't.
I think the answer is no for that one.
Yeah, I agree.
The 23rd is too low, and they're going to be at least decent next year. I think for the Rams to really have a shot, they'd need to trade a 1, a 2, and maybe like a middle of the road player like a Robert Woods.
Yeah.
And give someone in return. I think people who are saying, oh, the Rams are the obvious landing spot, are wrong. They'd have to give up way too much to get Odell just because of how good they are.
Yeah,
it's much easier for a bad team to get him at this point, I think, than it is a good team.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Like you said, they're going to have a draft pick.
Also, where's the cap space? because like he's already said like I don't know. I've just seen a lot of people connecting him to LA, and that's just ridiculous in my opinion.
Because, well, they would like, have to make some room somehow. Apparently,
he's already said like, I'm not stepping on the field even if I'm with the Giants if I don't have like a massive contract extension. So there's like potentially, even if he stays with the Giants and they don't get a deal done, he doesn't play next year.
Yeah, there is a chance that. But the reason I wouldn't make the deal for the Rams is basically because of what you said. They're going to have a draft pick between, well, there's a 99% chance they're going to have a draft pick between 20 and 30. Maybe even up to 32 if they win the Super Bowl. And that's just not enough. That's not enough for Odell. And when I said first round draft picks, I'm thinking top 15. Top 15 draft picks. It has to be top 15 or it's a no deal.
Alright. Yeah. I do great. Yeah. My voice is dead.
Sounds like you're struggling to agree.
Yeah, I agree. And my voice is dead. So, yeah. So this podcast will go up either tonight, which is Wednesday, or tomorrow, which is Thursday, and then you will hear the what I think should be an electric debate on the state of football tonight on Friday. So, really looking forward to that. Chris, thank you for taking time out of your life to get this done a little bit earlier so we don't have as much to do and we don't have to stretch it into 2 days. What are you making for dinner?
Chili.
Ooh, what are you putting in it?
We just basic chili. Pamper.
Okay.
It's just basic chili.
All right. Well, have fun with your basic chili. Follow us on at End Zone Pod. I gotta go. Peace out, folks.
Yeah, we'll see you later. Peace. I can't pause it.